When you think of arranged marriage in India, you may think of village communities where parents make matrimonial choices for prepubescent children. In urban areas, arranged marriage plays out differently. Parents and their children share in decisions about the newest member of the family. But when a young urban Indian moves to the U.S., the situation gets more complicated. Youth Radio's Nishat Kerwa says her cousin went back to India to find a wife. Kerwa traveled to Surat, India for their wedding.
My cousin Adnan has been living in the U.S. for more than 5 years now. Once he became eligible as a bachelor could be, with a green card and enrolled in a master's program, his mom didn't waste any time. She made plans for him to come back to India to meet potential wives. It all moved really fast. Before the 3-week visit was over, he was engaged. Arranged marriage became the simplest, most attractive option for my cousin. He says it's made him very happy, and of course, everyone else, too.
Marrying someone here would mean that I would almost totally break any links I had with my parents back home. Choosing someone from India would bring me back.
Ultimately, the wedding brought him all the way back to Surat, our family's ancestral hometown in India's Gujarat state. This is where my grandparents got married. Being at a Surat wedding made everyone in the family nostalgic. Even me, though I was seeing the spectacle for the first time. Over and over, my relatives reminded me, a Surat wedding is special.
And then the Baharo Phool Barsao, Mera Mehboob Aa Raha Hai. They sing that song. So my God, you know, the heart goes like this. You know, it is beautiful.
The groom is the center of attention for the Sargas, the big procession through the 5 narrow streets that historically belonged to our Muslim Bora community. First, the firecrackers announce the groom's arrival on a white horse, sending the women scurrying into open doorways. A live band, marching in front of the groom and his male relatives, plays old Hindi love songs. In a quiet moment, Adnan and his bride Tasneem reminisced about the day their families first brought them together.
Her entrance itself caught my attention. And I remember she walked in and she had this crew of kids behind her, you know, just like Pied Piper and, you know.
I love kids.
Adnan and Tasneem were engaged just a few days after their first meeting, and the family in India was overjoyed. But it seemed funky to me at the time. He basically chose a wife by committee, consisting of himself and his folks, letting them help decide the moment he should take the plunge toward marriage. But don't get it twisted. Even though I was skeptical about the process that led up to Adnan's marriage, I relished in the wedding itself. From the day celebrations began, I had been counting down the hours to the final night.
Oh, lovely.
My aunt Ateka knows I love this kind of thing.
Nisha, this music caters to give a daughter away. It breaks your heart.
It's strange to hear myself say this, but being around all those sentimental moments made me wistful. It seems that Adnan and Tasneem have just melted into each other's lives with such ease. I can hear my mom's voice now saying, "See? That's the advantage of marrying someone from inside your community." When Adnan picked Tasneem, he also chose to continue our family's way of life, to give his future children an unbroken link to the past, and to give all his relatives a happy ending to his move to the U.S. My cousin says he can't picture me following that path, the rebellious American-born daughter allowing parents to introduce prospective husbands.
I'd be surprised if you did it. On the other hand, I don't see you allowing them to bring a guy and say, okay, you know, y'all guys meet and see if things work out.
I'm not as close-minded as he thinks. After all, I've been raised to understand the nuances of Gujarati jokes and cry at the stories of our Muslim prophets. I want my future family to reflect these connections, to be insiders like myself. In some ways, this is only possible if I'm willing to consider marrying a partner who grew up like I did. And my parents are willing to meet me halfway. On Valentine's Day, I walked into my house to find a candle, a potted rose, and a cryptic note from my mom, closing with this thought. Whatever you decide regarding your life is fine with us. You are our daughter first. That's in the note. But since then, my mom hasn't stopped trying to convince me that meeting a few guys of her choice might not be so bad. She's decided the time is right for matchmaking, while the wedding music is still playing in my head. For NPR News, I'm Nishat Kurwa.
Our story was produced by Youth Radio's International Desk in association with National Geographic.